It's time for another Castle Country Focus update on KOAI-TV and AM 750 107.3 FM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning, I have in studio Jace Draper. He is the chapter president of the FFA at Carbon High School. And Jace, how are we this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No problems. Now, it sounds like you've got a pretty fun event coming up. What are we going to be talking about? And what's coming up next Friday night?
So we have our annual donkey basketball game coming up, and it's March 29th, so next Friday.
And these are fun.
Oh, these are way fun.
I've been to a couple of them, and they're a good time. So why don't you give a little bit of you know, it's as simple as it sounds, folks. It's basketball on donkeys. It's fun, and it's a lot of fun to watch, and because animals are kind of unpredictable.
Oh, definitely. So for all those who don't know or maybe a little confused, we actually attempt to play basketball on the back of a donkey. And they've got all kinds of these donkeys. Last year, my donkey was scared of Blue and we're Carbon. So that was a real fun part. But it's amazing. We've got a bunch of teams coming across from Emory County. We're using the college, and we even have the Price City Council with Mayor Coriana's going to ride.
So this is all going to happen next Friday. Where's it going to be at? Let's talk a little bit about that, times, and how much it's going to cost to get in.
So we're going to hold it in the Carbon High new gym, and we're going to start pre-show events at 6:15, and then we're going to actually start the show promptly at 6:30 with the national anthem.
Okay, and how much are tickets?
So if you guys buy advance tickets, adults are going to be $9. Students 7th grade through 12th grade are going to be $6. And children kindergarten through 6th grade are $4. And anybody under kindergarten are free. And then at the gate, prices just go up $1.
Okay, and there's also going to be some sort of drawing and things like that also?
Yeah, we have a lot of great prize drawings. So we have a half pig cut and wrapped donated by Joe Jensen. We have a vet emergency kit donated by Pedigree's Grooming. We have an amazing painting donated by Bonnie Villa, an outside 3-panel barbecue, a homemade quilt donated by SSLR Catering, tanning passes by Laska McCourt at Body Glow Day Spa, home decor, and local photographers have donated a bunch of pictures for us to use.
Okay, and now if people want tickets to this, where do they need to go to get them in advance?
So if you guys want advanced tickets, they're available at IFA and Body Glow Day Spa. Or you can also come to Carbon High School, like us on Facebook at Carbon FFA, shoot us a message, we can meet you, or any FFA officer has them.
Okay, now let's take a little bit and talk about what FFA is and what it does. And I know you guys recently just had a competition that you went to up in Logan. Let's talk a little bit about that and just kind of explain and introduce FFA to people that may not know what it is.
Yeah, so FFA is the largest youth organization in all of the United States. So when you see those pictures with the blue corduroy jacket that looks super uncomfortable, yeah, that's us, and we're either freezing or we're dying of heat. There's no comfortable times. But we're an agricultural club that's across the entire nation, and we're there to promote agriculture awareness, tackle agricultural issues, or just advance students' knowledge and their, I guess you could say, their comfort around people. So we have CDEs, which are career development events, and those things that help you get ready for your career. And then we have LDEs, leadership development events, and those help you become a better leader, a better public speaker, and that's really what FFA is. And, you know, we used to be the Future Farmers of America, but we changed that, so now we're just the FFA in order to bring in more people, because we have floriculture like your daughter's in, you know, and it's really open to everybody.
Okay, and the great thing about it is you guys just had a competition up in Logan, and a lot of people from this area did really well at it. Why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we had what's called the State Convention, and it was our 91st annual State Convention, and so all the chapters around Utah get to go, and we brought in a national officer, Jordan Stowe, and then a bunch of different state officers from different states. And this is really to practice your LDE events, and this is like the last part before nationals. So we had, from our chapter going in, we had a public speaker, we had our chapter conduct team, which is a bunch of ninth graders who are trying to do parley, and they really represented. We had a Utah Farm Bureau discussion meet, and then we had a ag ed teacher. So one of our students went in to be ag teacher, basically. And then we had delegates, and we had one student who ran for state office. You know, and it was really great, and we had a lot of success. So myself, I took first place in the Utah Farm Bureau discussion meet, as well as third place in prepared public speaking. And then we won the Food for America program, and that was due to our community event, Family Food Night, which a lot of people came to. And we even got Superior Chapter. And then also at State Convention, you have all the state officers giving their retiring addresses after serving for a full year. And it's really inspirational. They give great advice, and you get to go to workshops, and you get to go on tours. So we got to go on a honey tour and a dairy tour, and it's just amazing to go and bring that outside influence in.
So it was a lot of fun. And FFA, like you said, FFA isn't just about farming anymore. It's really not.
It's, yeah. I mean, we've got kids from that have never even seen a horse or a cow, even though they live in Carbon County, to the biggest hick out there, and everywhere in between. And it's a really great experience for everyone.
All right. One last time, let's plug your event, Donkey Basketball, on March 29th at the Carbon High School new gym. How much are tickets and where can they get them? One last time, Jace.
Adults are $9, students 7 through 12 are 6, children kindergarten through 6 are 4, and at the gate they go up $1. Game starts at 6:30 at the Carbon High new gym. And then we'd also like to thank our sponsors, IFA, Market Express, Tram Electric, Price Auto Farm, Sun Somewhere Real Estate, and Richard Hackwell, Farm Bureau Insurance.
All right. That's Jace Draper, president of the local chapter of the Carbon High School FFA. Jace, thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this or other Castle Country Focus interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com, and you can also listen for Castle Country Focus on AM 750, 107.3 FM.